my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor, and how are you today? Are you living for Christ? I know you are. You wouldn't be listening to this broadcast if you didn't have a desire for the Lord Jesus Christ. We have some great songs up today, and we begin with the Golden State Baptist College Chorale. I thank God for these young people. They're singing for us, Bow the Knee. I think you'll enjoy it as they sing.
Yeah.
Well, I have one more song for you today. It's the Wynn Girls. They pronounce it Wynn, but it's N-G-U-Y-E-N. They're good girls. Oh, they're good girls. They're born here, raised here, adult ladies now. One's a faculty member over at our school, and one's married to a preacher down in Southern California. They're just good. I am so blessed. This is the story of their life and the story of all of our lives. We have been a blessed people, haven't we? Go ahead, girls. You sing for us.
I stand here and think about just what he's done. I start counting my blessings one by one. I sure don't deserve all that he's done for me, but I'll praise him forever through eternity. And I am amazed that he takes the time to give me such blessings that fill up my life. God is so good, I cannot express how thankful I am. I am so blessed. He's given me breath and he's given me life. He saved my lost soul from torment and strife. Jesus died on the cross just to show me.
I'm going to go back in 3 John to one more, today and tomorrow, but a verse that for 47 years, it was my church verse. I would write always this verse to our church members. I would not write it to outside. If I was traveling and preaching, someone said, would you sign my Bible, which is always an honor, I would sign it Romans 12:2. Be not conformed to this world. But and I'd all sign this verse to our church family. It was our verse. Well, after 47, 48 years of pastoring this church, the Lord gave me a life verse. I was an old man by the time God gave me it, but it's obvious. It was the verse my college president gave me 1972, 73, when I graduated from college, and it's typed in my little manual typewriter on a 3x5 card with my diploma, and all through my life I claimed it. It's Acts 20:24, but none of these things move me. That neither count of my life dear unto myself, that I might finish my course with joy, and that's just my life verse. And I finally got one after all these years. But here's the verse for our membership. Verse 4. Let's read it together. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. You know, as a pastor, that was always and still is. That verse still means so very much to me when I think of our church. It's a pastor's heart. I have no greater joy. You can't expand on it. It's the greatest it can be. That my children are walking in truth. I want that for our church membership. I want them to all, as they go to I don't know how they can walk in truth, that so many of their jobs are so anti-God, but they need to walk in truth at their anti-God job. They need to walk in truth, and maybe some of them have a wife that's unsaved or a husband that's unsaved or children that's unsaved. They need to walk in truth. Ye shall know the truth. and the truth shall set you free. You know, if I can get my church to follow verse 4, I have no greater joy than to hear my children walk in truth. If I can get my entire church walking in truth, there's no telling what God can do. I want to tell you something about the North Valley Baptist Church. Is it perfect? Oh, no. They don't have a perfect pastor. I'll tell you what, it is the greatest church I've ever been associated with. It's the greatest church I've ever preached in. I preach in a lot of great churches, good churches. But there's nothing like the North Valley Baptist Church. There's nothing like it. Oh, how they sang. Oh, how they turn in the scriptures when I start turning with me in the Bible. Oh, how they amen. Oh, how they respond every time at the invitation. There's people that come forward Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, always using the altar. Oh, I tell you what, child of God, I pastor a great church. I pastor a church where the choir, they show up for practice. The teachers show up for teachers' meeting. We have four divisions, A, B, C, and D. They all show up. They're there on time. What a great crowd. Thank God for them. I thank God for the 44 deacons I have. Godly men that walk in truth, that they fill out a report every month, whose homes they've been in, what membership packets they delivered, who they contacted. Thank God that there's no problem with that. They're fine to fill that report out. They're active in the church. I thank God that they sit in the front. I thank God that they tithe unless they're an usher. I thank God that they tithe. I thank God they're in the choir, the bus ministry, the Sunday school, parking lot attendant. Something! They're doing something. They're ushering. They're doing several things. I have no greater joy. God has blessed my life. For 50 years, my wife and I have been here, and we have pastored people that say we want to walk in truth. Oh, yes. Like you, we have wipeouts. Oh, yes. We have difficulties. Oh, yes. We have sorrows. Oh, yes. We have days of heartache and just like, I can't believe I've wasted my life. Well, that's all part of it, isn't it? But I could tell you this. We've had many, many a good day. Days in which God has been so good to us. I pastor a church today that are walking in truth. How about you with your church? Can your pastor say, I have no greater joy than to hear that my people are walking in truth? They love God. They love His Word. I thank God for our membership. Well, friend, there's the verse for the day. It's my church verse for 47 years. Now I sign Acts 20, 24. But sometimes I give both verses out if I have time. That's a great verse. Our Father, we want to thank you so very much that our churches are filled with good people all over the world where I travel, all over the country where I travel. I run across Christians that love you and serve you. We're so blessed as an independent fundamental Baptist to see so many godly people. Thank you for the godly preachers that we have worldwide. I pray that it'd be a great day for every pastor, for every missionary, for every servant of yours, for every church member, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.